first question, what's your overall impression of not only the conference but the whole summit?
Well, it could have been worse. A lot of people are focusing on the efforts that Trump went to discredit his own country when faced with Vladimir Putin. But at least he didn't have time to throw his allies under the bus as well. There were fears ahead of the summit that Putin could actually have done a repeat of his meeting with Kim and actually launched surprise on his allies in the region by, for example, suspending military exercises in threatened regions or even reducing military commitments to European allies altogether. But none of that happened because Trump was so focused on his own domestic vulnerabilities and on protecting his own position by colluding with the pretense that Russia did not interfere in the election that saw him elected president.
Were there any notable omissions that came out of the things that you were surprised did not come up?
Actually, I wasn't surprised at any of the omissions because it would have been surprising instead if Trump and Putin had referred to any of the glaring, sorry. It would have been surprising instead if Trump and Putin had referred to any of the major disagreements between Russia and the United States or any of the current conflicts in which they take opposing sides. If they had mentioned, for example, Ukraine or the Novichok attack in the United Kingdom or the interference in the 2016 election in any other way than to excuse Russia, then that would have been a surprise. Instead, none of these things came up, which was more or less as expected.
Do you think it's too early to say there was a winner and a loser out of this meeting?
No, absolutely not. The winner was plainly President Putin, and the other winner, if you accept that they are plainly cooperating with each other, was President Trump. The only losers were the United States and its allies.
Can you make any sort of reasonable speculation about what might come next in this regard? Do you think we might see some sort of concrete agreement? For example, arms control. There was a lot of talk beforehand that there might be some sort of agreement on arms control. That's something we didn't hear anything about.
Well, this was supposed to be a meeting without an agenda, but it was plain from the moment President Putin started speaking that he had a very clear agenda, which he had outlined to President Trump. Of course, what we don't know is what commitments have been made and what concessions granted by Trump that have not actually been specified to date. President Putin wins just by the fact of being treated and recognized as an equal and having all of Russia's misdeeds either ignored or excused. But then, over and above that, Trump has promised that he will have many, many meetings with President Putin in future. So we are going to have a repeat performance of everybody bracing for the fallout of what Trump might agree to and what he might give President Putin when not supervised by other members of his administration.
Last question, the larger context of this, of course, he was did a number on the NATO summit. He did a number on Theresa May's government. And we have the Rosenstein indictments of the GRU officers 3 days ago. What can we say about this larger context in which Trump is engaging with Putin?
Well, if you look at the pattern that's been repeated, both with NATO, both with the visit to the United Kingdom, the surprising thing is still that commentators are anticipating Trump's moves as though he was rational and as though he was consistent in what he says. For some reason, people are still surprised when he gives a recorded interview one day saying one thing and then the next day says that he never said any such thing. We shouldn't be considering him as somebody who can remember what he.
We shouldn't consider Trump to be rational, but maybe you were going in a different direction with that.
We shouldn't be surprised when there is inconsistency. We shouldn't be surprised when he says one thing on one day and then says the opposite the next day. The time when we're startled by that behavior should be long past by now. But people are still commenting on Trump and describing his actions as though there was something new and unusual about his inconsistencies and his departures from logic and truth.
Okay, fair enough, Kier. I appreciate it very much.